Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So you may have heard I'm writing a new book. It's called Toilet Paper Math. And last week I talked about the three P's of thought leadership, and today I want to talk about poo-poo, the poo-poo platter of content. Hey, what would a toilet paper book be without a little potty humor? Anyways, but this is serious. A poo-poo platter is something you'll find in a Chinese restaurant or a Hawaiian restaurant, and it usually has an assortment of foods. Now, this can include like an egg roll, chicken, shrimp, beef, whatever, but basically it's a sampler before you order the main course. So it's a good idea to kind of sample things to get a taste of what they're like. And that's what the poo-poo platter has to do with content. It's basically creating samples that get people to order your main course. The end goal of all of this is to obviously get them to consume the full meal of your content. Now, I'm going to break this down from long-form content to the most basic or awareness content. So the biggest kind of content that I've been part of and have instructed my clients to do is a meeting. It's an in-person meeting or a half-day meeting, could be online. But generally, it's a seminar or a webinar or training that happens in person. And I do the same thing with a half-day LinkedIn bootcamp. That's my version of what I do, and I know customers can do the same thing. But the beauty of this is it creates a ton of content. Usually there'll be 3, 4, 6 different presentations. Think if each one of those was recorded, you could have 6 individual presentations that you could use on the web. You might want to hire a photographer and a videographer to record everything that's going on that day. There's a ton of content there. So what you could also do is you could broadcast it as a live stream on social media. You could break each presentation down into its own micro presentation. You can convert those to audio for podcasts. You can create teaser videos to drive traffic to future versions of this or future events. You can create pictures for social media, and you can create awareness graphics that will give away some of the core training concepts to attract a new audience. The sister-in-law of this is webinars. Now, webinars tend to be usually about a half hour or an hour long. So think of it as one piece of that all-day presentation. And again, you can do some of the same things. You could broadcast it live on social media. You could post it on your website to collect names. So in other words, somebody has to sign up to watch the replay. You can convert the presentation to audio or an ebook. You can convert the slides into an ebook. You can take those slides and turn them into teaser graphics. And again, you can have a ton of different pictures and content to post on social media. The next piece would be just simple videos. Now, these videos can range from anything from short to long. One of the things I could tell you about video on the internet is brevity is king. People will pay attention to a 30-second video, a 1-minute video, but if you start to get to the 5 to 10-minute range, they better have a reason to want to watch that much content. So if you're going to create videos, you could take a 10-minute video and cut out 1-minute chunks. The other thing you may want to do is use a closed captioning program to put the words being spoken up on the screen, because a lot of times social media does not automatically turn on the audio when it gets to that video. You can create little short teaser videos using something like Animoto or Vizme or Vimeo. And Canva will even allow you to export audio and video together. So when you're creating these shorter videos, there's lots of different ways to do them, but I want to make sure there's two key things that you do. Number one, you hit them with a bang up front. You want to get attention when it's in a newsfeed. And the second thing is you want to make sure there's a call to action, either in text on the video or at the end of the video, some programs will let you put in a link to go somewhere. So these are used to drive traffic maybe to your webinar or your next live presentation. So again, you can host them on YouTube or Vimeo. You can post them to social media. You can drive traffic to other videos or blogs or a website. You can use this to create ads in social media and search advertising. You can create awareness for other content. You could use a video to drive people to your podcast or to your blogs. And with some tools like Vidyard, you can actually embed those videos in an email. So there's lots of different ways to use them. Another tool which I'm very fond of and doing right now is a podcast or audio. So with audio, you can do a whole bunch of things that maybe you might not think of. Like, for example, I transcribe this podcast every single time and turn it into a blog. Sometimes I grab little bits and pieces of it and turn them into quotes, or what I call baconisms, and then I can throw them up on social media. So I can convert this podcast to text. I can convert it to a presentation by adding slides. I could also take tips and turn them into one-minute pieces and turn them into a flash briefing on Alexa. Again, from this audio, there's lots of ways to use it to attract people to other content. The next thing I'll talk about is ebooks. Now, ebooks generally are a combination of blogs or they're written from scratch. But an ebook is a great way to get people to maybe come to one of your webinars, or it could be something to get them on your email list. One of the things I like to do is to sequence a series of blogs and then turn them into an ebook. So if you write a series of 4 or 5 or 10 blogs, you could do anything from a simple small book to all the way to something you could sell on Amazon as a full-blown book. So one of the things you want to think about while creating an ebook is, would somebody pay $5, $10, or more to get a copy of it? If they would, it becomes a great giveaway. The next piece is blogs. Now, obviously, blogs sit on your website, but they're also great because every time you post a new blog, Google will re-index your site. It becomes content that all the other pieces can be driven to. You can convert a blog into a slide presentation. You can create a podcast into a blog. You can share it on social media. You can drive traffic back from social media to the blog. There's lots of different ways to take that and use it, including turning a series of them into an ebook. Think about infographics. Infographics are basically taking complex ideas and turning them into eye candy or graphics that people may want to read that will explain what's in your blog, what's in your ebook, what's in your webinar. So think about taking that and shrinking it down into an infographic. They're great for social media. And then the final piece would be awareness graphics. These are simple scroll-stopping eye candy that get people to click on them to get to all of the other content I mentioned earlier. So I'd like you to start thinking about creating content in a way that turns everything into a sampler platter that gets people to consume your main course. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please go to iTunes and leave us a review. If you have any questions, email me at askbrian@b2b-im.com. I always look forward to doing content that matches your expectations, so let me know how I can do that. Thanks.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.